All right, what do we do now? First it was, don't give the kids any peanuts, keep them away from peanuts, put them in a plastic bag before you bring them into a store with peanuts, like keep the peanuts away.
Right.
And then 10 years ago, some study came out and said, you know what, we should actually give the kids as many peanuts as we can.
Okay.
So what do we do? Do we give them peanuts? Do we not give them peanuts? What do we do with the kids? Let's ask Dr. Jenny. Hello, Dr. Jenny.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Morning.
So what do we do with the peanuts? Do we give them to the kids? Do we keep them away from the kids?
What do you do?
Well, the answer is you're going to give them to the kids. Yeah. But can I tell you the really cool, interesting backstory on this?
Please.
Okay, cool. So in 2000, this allergist from England went to Israel to a meeting, and he's talking to everybody about how bad peanut allergies are in England, and everybody in Israel said, we don't have peanut allergies here. I don't know what you're talking about. And he was completely intrigued by this concept. So he went back to England, and he was thinking about it and trying to figure out what's the difference between kids in England and kids in Israel. And then he had a light bulb moment. And he said, you know what? Kids in Israel eat a snack food called bambas, which is basically a Cheeto covered with peanut powder. And they give them to the kids at a really young age, like when they're 6 months old. So he did a study in England where he gave bambas to kids. And guess what? Far fewer peanut allergies. So then somebody in the United States in 2015 heard about this. They did a study and compared kids that got early introduction to peanuts versus kids that got delayed. And guess what they found, guys? Lower peanut allergies.
See?
So
how much lower?
Yeah. Oh, like it could be up to 80% less.
That's
by
dramatic.
5 years of age. That's pretty freaking dramatic, right?
It's pretty freaking dramatic.
Yes, it is.
Freaking dramatic. So here's why this happens, okay? Your gut, besides, I heard your little poop segment before, but your gut.
Were you in the bathroom? Oh, you mean the one on air.
By the way, thanks for the lead up. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anyway,
one false suit.
But anyway, since we're talking about poop, so your gut actually has like 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. And so now what we're learning is kids, just like they need to learn their alphabet, their body needs to learn what's a good thing and what's a bad thing. So by eating peanuts and eating allergenic foods, we're teaching their bodies what's safe and what's not safe. How cool is that?
Very.
What about this? We've had a lot of allergies over the last couple of decades, and a lot of people are allergic to wheat or gluten. How did that happen?
It's all sort of, well, I'm going to say wheat and
processed
gluten are
food?
Separate. You know what? Let's make that a separate issue because wheat and gluten is a whole separate animal.
Okay.
So what we're really talking about is like peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish, sesame, like all the big players where the kids have to sit at the separate table in school, right? So those, you know, eggs, things like that, those are your big allergens. And by the way, let me ask you guys, did you know that a peanut's not a nut?
What is it?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. A peanut is actually a legume. It's a seed. So it grows under the ground. Tree nuts grow on trees. So that's a big misconception. So a peanut is not a nut. It should not be named a peanut.
Okay, so at 6 months, you know, consult your pediatrician, but at 6 months you should start giving your kids peanuts.
Correct. Not just peanuts, but all allergenic foods. So with the things we just talked about. And am I allowed to give a couple of quick tips to parents?
Please.
For starting allergens?
Sure. I was going
all
to
right.
ask you to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to give you four quick tips. One is start small. Don't give your kid a whole like jar of peanut butter and don't crush up nuts and give them tablespoons and tablespoons. Just crush up some nuts, crush up some peanuts, and just give a little sprinkle, a little bit on whatever food they're eating. And then the other trick I have is to start things in the morning, because if your kid's going to have a reaction, you don't want to give them the food, put them to bed, and have a problem in the middle of the night.
Right, when you're not watching. Yes,
exactly.
Right. You want to monitor them, because most allergies happen usually within minutes, generally within hours. Once a few hours has passed, you're in the safe zone. I always tell people only start one new thing at a time, because if you give them an egg, peanut butter, and shrimp omelet, and they have a problem,
you're not going to know which one it is. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then once you start exposing them to allergens, make sure you do it at least a couple times a week, because kids don't learn the alphabet all in one day, right? So we want to expose them over time, repeatedly, again and again and again. So, and for nuts and peanuts, obviously we don't give kids whole nuts because they are a choking hazard. Right. So you want to just crush them up or use a little nut butter.
Dr. Jenny is on, and we're talking about peanut allergies and how to get your kid healthy without. This is the thing. We've made a nation of weaklings.
Yes, we have.
by protecting them from everything, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we could, as I know this isn't a pediatrician question, it's more of just an everyone question. Do you think we're overdoing it with the hand sanitizer since COVID?
Question. I'm a person of moderation, so I always think we have to take we have to have a common sense approach. So I do think that some people, they're walking around with hand sanitizer hanging off their bag, and every time they touch a doorknob, they're washing their hands, Purelling. So you know what? We need to use common sense. Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. If you're in a place that's obviously disgusting, wash your hands. But we do need to have some exposures to things. And I'll tell you an interesting fact also. Kids that grow up on farms have less asthma because they're exposed to so many allergens.
Right.
So
wow.
So there's lots of cool, fun facts out there. So the bottom line is we need to train our immune systems. Keeping our immune systems protected from everything is not the correct approach. And so what you're saying sort of fits in that bucket.
Got to give it practice.
Yeah, gotta put on the training wheels.
Before I let you go, this 6'7" thing with the kids.
6'7".
What is this?
6'7". What the heck?
6'7". It's, you want to know the origin?
I want to know.
There are about 5 different versions I've heard.
Yeah. So
which one?
No one can agree, it seems.
Yeah.
No.
So supposedly it started with the song "Doot Doot" by a rapper called Skrilla.
Great name for a song, by the way.
One of my favorites. I have no idea.
I'm lying or not.
You know, you love Skrilla. He does great work. And apparently he's referencing the block that him and his gang are from. And then on top of that, it's a basketball player's something ball. I don't follow sports.
Yes, I heard one. It was height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another one was, what the hell was it? We heard four. It was a rap song.
Somebody's height. So
it's LaMelo Ball's height is 6'7".
Okay.
And that just kind of, it just kind of like, you know, how anything on the internet grabs hold. Just kind of starts like turning into a thing.
All right. So there's different versions of it.
Yeah, well, this postmenopausal pediatrician plays pickleball, so I'm not in the 6'7" club.
Gotcha.
All right, very good. Dr. Jenny is on, and I want to conference you in with a friend of mine, Frank Tallarico, who ran Tallarico Septic, and very rarely washed his hands after working and would have a sandwich.
Yeah.
Frank, how often do you get sick?
Hardly ever. I got COVID back when it first started, and that was it.
Besides that,
I had the flu maybe once.
In your entire life?
Hardly ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Like I said, I got the flu once back in 2010. I was sick for a couple of days, and then I was out, and then got the flu, or, you know, just never get it.
Well, Frank, you're my spirit animal, my friend. Good job.
Yeah. Well, we're around bacteria all the time, and it's just, I think I've had all my workers worked and never really got sick much either.
And so you'd be handling the hoses for the pump outs of the septics. You'd be touching all the equipment. You'd get splashes on you, get some on your hand, wipe it off with a rag. No, like, hot water, soap, none of that. And you never got sick. He knows the year
He knows.
He was last sick.
Yeah.
2010.
Damn.
I think, I think Frank is the poster child for a brilliant immune system.
So, don't wash your hands after you poo, correct?
Oh, no.
Right, and have some reason.
Nah. No. I think if you wash too much, it's you don't get any immunity.
So, do you wash your hands after you poo personally, Frank?
Nope.
No.
No.
Why would you? You don't wash your hands after you're touching other people's poo.
Right. You're sharing your work.
Right.
2010, he was sick once for like 2 days, not even a day.
Wow. Okay. I just want to say I'm not eating dinner at Frank's house. Don't invite me.
Why? They're having tacos.
No, it's I don't know. I can't explain it, but it's just the way that life's been. I've done it for 50 years, and now I've just sold my business to some young boys from the local that took it over last November, and, you know, they're doing the same thing. And we've had it where we've had things get on us from trying to snake a line that's clogged in the house, and you got to pull a cap that's full of poop, and gets all over you. And you just continue and do your work.
Just continue and do your work.
Yeah.
Dr. Jenny, I have to say, this is exactly, it's another extreme, but it's exactly what you started saying. You introduce the kids to peanuts slowly at 6 months and build their immunity. Frank is on the other side of what you're saying. It's the same exact thing. So,
So basically, are you endorsing that kids should go swimming in septic tanks?
No.
A little bit at a time.
A little dip.
First, they should start by playing in the toilet after a good poo.
Exactly. Right. Bring out the toys.
All right. Frank, good hearing your voice, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Frank Tallarico. All right, Dr. Jenny, what did you think of that segment?
It was a delight. It was an absolute delight.
No pressure to her.
You're great.
I never thought that I would end up talking to Frank, but he's a great guy.
He is great. What do you do with these 6'7" knuckleheads if you're a teacher? Yeah, let me play you an example of this 6'7" thing. Here's a reporter trying to do her job.
But football is, you can definitely tell there is a new play caller in town. The offense is looking, 1 second. The offense is looking a lot more versatile. They're getting their tight end in there with more reps. Even though the game is tied, the offense has looked entirely different.
Look at Brian's face. He's covering it with his hands.
Stop!
That's the cameraman finally.
Stop!
Stop. I cut that down, by the way. About half of his outbursts were not included in the original clip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yelling it at the top of your lungs, like, is just...
losing his voice doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk to a science teacher at a middle school in Florida, Angela Santalo. How do you handle it?
I just try to tune it out because it's reached a point that I think they say it because they know that it annoys me. But I just kind of tune it out, honestly. I've tried to ban it in my class. It has not worked. It's kind of like a habit for them at this point. But yeah, I've just kind of learned to tune it out because it's everywhere you look, every corner you turn, somebody's saying it.
It's tough.
It's
like I've dealt with the brain rot. I've dealt with all of that, but I've never seen it at this level. Everybody's saying it. Even the kindergartners at my school are saying it.
Before
it was like brain rot was middle school, and now it's everyone is saying it, even the little kids.
Hey, Ruth, what is this recording you sent me?
The recording is from Angela's TikTok, where she's describing her students.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome to this week's episode of Things My Students Have Said. And they sure say a lot. Starting off, what is 35 plus 32? You guessed it.
6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7.
What was that sound?
Even rough.
Angela, what was that sound?
Oh, it's my whistle note. I always pull out the Mariah Carey in the middle of class just because I get fed up, you know?
Oh.
You sounded like one of those Halloween decorations from the 90s.
It sounded like David Lee Roth choking on food.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my specialty. That's what I'm known for.
You stun them into silence.
Wow.
Honestly, yeah. having a whistle register is pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I know. And I have like a deep voice for a woman. So that the fact that I'm able to just skip and go into a whistle is, I shock myself, you know?
That's
cool. Let me hear the rest.
I never thought I would have beef with a number or two numbers, but I do. I'm ready to fight 6-7. Then, Miss Hatalo, look at the closet. Attached to my closet were these two magnets, 6 and 7. 6-7.
That's a teacher who's about to pop.
You can hear it.
Yep.
The cracks are forming.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
Luckily, with any meme, it has a lifespan. Like, it eventually will disappear.
As long as we find something
else. It'll be the next thing. Cheddar, man. That's what they're saying now. Yeah. That's the new thing. Cheddar. Yep.
Is it cheddar?
I don't know.
You're making it up.
It'll be the, you know, whatever the next thing is. 24. Yeah.
This one, I have seen that it has had a longer lifespan than most memes, because this had been starting since the end of last year, of the last school year. So around April, May is when this started. And it's still going strong, and if not gaining more relevance now. So I don't know. I think 6-7 is going to live longer than most.
Than Skibbity?
Skibbity has died down, thank God.
That was like a year.
It took a while.
That has... Even now, they still say it, not as much, but I think 6-7 is going to be one of those everlasting brain rot terms, just because it's so annoying.
Like, we had 420, we had like 69. I remember we would play a game in class when I was younger where we would just say penis as loud as we can.
Oh, yeah, penis game.
Penis.
Yeah.
The teacher would be like, stop. And then someone else would cross class like, penis.
Penis. You know,
penis.
Well, we appreciate you as a teacher. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, I think that part of why they say it is because they know it bothers us. So they get a kick out of that, you know?
That's the only reason. That's not part of. It's the only reason.
If you're making this sound, they're going to keep doing it.
That's true.
Angela Santolo, science teacher in Florida middle school. Follow her at That Pink Science Teacher on TikTok. She has 308,000 followers, 7 million likes. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You know, I like to say that these guys are knuckleheads, but AJ, remember when we used to send Billy out with a trombone?
Yes. Yes, we did.
He would go to various news reports. We would see where everyone was doing the live shot, and we would send Billy out. And right in the middle, we would be like, go. And he would, you would all of a sudden hear this trombone.
That's great.
Playing over a
news
report.
That's a good bit. Let's bring that back.
That was before we were friends with all of the news reporters. And we were kind of seen as the enemy. And we thought, this is probably not how we want to go about our lives.
Some reporters left.
Just go behind Roger. Just start hitting him with the trombone.
I don't know if this is a recording of that or something different. This might be when Billy was blowing around like the wind was blowing really hard. I'm not sure what this is.
Your bag daddy's on talking about the deal we're doing. You have a second?
Wait.
All right.
Never mind. Billy almost got beat up by a reporter.
Yep.
What was that guy's name? Do you remember?
Jamie Muro.
Yeah, it was the other guy. The guy who left for New Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dark haired guy.
Right. Yeah.
But that was the one we sent him in. He was in the hallway of a school.
Oh, man. Yeah. No escape from it.
That echoed like five times. The bounce.
It was amazing. Yeah, we were kind of dicks back then.
Tough skins, Wayne.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say, AJ, you're in my prayers, my friend.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I got a little insight on this 6-7 thing. Have you seen the recent South Park episode with our president and the devil?
No.
Not yet, no.
Okay. If you want to Google it or whatever, the newest episode is about how the devil was sent away by God, and God didn't want him to have any, I don't know if I can say it, but ass babies. So he made
his, I'll hit dump.
He made his sphincter the size of a pinhole. And fortunately, our president has a very small junk that's 6 to 7 millimeters and can fit in Satan's sphincter.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is the most South Park description of an episode.
Like South Park to me.
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yep. No doubt who it was.
And I think, I don't know who the character is, but it's one of the kids, Kenny or somebody. Whenever he hears it, he's possessed by the devil. He starts puking and going crazy, and he winds up in the hospital. They can't figure it out. He winds up going home. He doesn't know how long he's got to live, and everybody's trying to figure out why, when people say 6-7 to Kenny, or whoever he is, he turns and starts throwing up green vomit. And there's a guy, I forget who he is, but he's some kind of evangelist, and he's on TV, and he speaks to the assembly, and so I forget what he tries to convince people, but he's in cahoots with J.D. Vance to get the president, you know, out of the office somehow by this 6-7, and the devil's pregnant. He's got an ass baby, and you got to watch it. It's pretty funny, if you ask me. But
I'm going to now.
I think that's where the kids today are getting the 6-7 from. It might have originated somewhere else. I don't know.
I think it originated somewhere else, and this is their parody of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What they've done that no other television or cartoon program has done, is they get onto pop culture trends immediately.
They can do it within the same week.
Yeah. There's a documentary about them making South Park, and they're like, every week we're convinced we're not going to make the deadline, and every week they make a new episode and get it in, like, right at the buzzer.
Incredible.
Wow.
It's 6 days to air. It is awesome.
Yep.
And when you watch the artwork, you could see it's like, well, they're not spending their time drawing this stuff, you know? These two people are, to me, the most annoying people on the planet.
Right.
The Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if any two people have inflicted more agony on citizens than any other two people. Now, Jess, that's a team of people. These are two individual people.
Their relationship, their personal beliefs, their opinions.
Their movies. She won an Oscar. She shouldn't have won an Oscar.
Their products. He's
in a fake U2 cover band, and they get all this praise. I'm just sick of them.
Incessant.
I've hated them the whole... The only movie I liked was when she was in 7 and her head's in a box at the end, and I'm like, that's how it should go.
What's in
every
box?
Single movie.
These two, and then when they get divorced, they don't get divorced. We're conscious uncoupling. It's like, no, you're getting divorced like the rest of us, pal. Okay? Right. Well, now they have a daughter that's now taking on the baton of annoying the public.
Oh, joy.
And she got on stage in Nashville and sang. This is Apple Martin. She's 21. Hearing what I'm hearing, or am I hearing this warped because I don't like the parents?
She's singing flat, very flat.
Yeah.
Flat.
Yeah.
They have live auto-tune. A lot of people use it.
Tune it better.
You can have it. It's easy. I know she's got the money for it. She can afford it.
Right.
It's a weird thing that's happening because all the comments, like, are very negative, but all the captions on the videos that are posted, like, oh, isn't this the coolest thing about Nashville, is we could just suddenly see Apple Martin on stage, and everyone's like, this is awful. Like, it's such a competitive place right now to try to do live music. We don't need this idiot up there just because of who her parents are.
Yeah, this video sucks. Doesn't go anywhere if she doesn't sing bad. If she's average, we don't see it. It's
right.
She doesn't realize it's getting traction because it's bad.
It's bad.
Because you suck.
But when will this family stop annoying me?
Seriously.
When will it end? When will they stop and just go away? When?
You need to get a goop egg and a goop egg.
These people won't leave me alone. What did I do to you?
You don't suppose she got on that stage because she worked really hard at music for a number of years and really built up her following, huh?
Right. Think about the band standing behind her, actually.
The guys who are
talented
playing guitar.
People, and they're like, this is the, now we're going to get famous because she sings off key. We get famous.
That drummer's like, I've been begging to sing one song.
I've been playing my whole life.
Open mics. Just not like, you know.
Come on.
Brian Blackmore and I were winding each other up about Gwyneth Paltrow during the commercial break.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the happy spirit of doing this segment right now, just so you know. So mad at Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
So no Coldplay questions?
And now...
No Shakespeare in love questions?
Why did you put that out there?
And now the daughter comes to assault America and the world. Oh. These people won't stop.
No.
It's like the Terminator, AJ.
Yep.
They just keep coming.
Exactly.
I'm picturing them hanging onto the back of your car. Terminator.
They keep reforming if you break them up.
Oh, my God. And then she sang in that friggin' karaoke movie. They made a movie about karaoke singers.
Duets. Yeah.
Duets.
Oh, guess how it ends? They win.
No. Damn it. What'd you tell me for?
Oh, my God. And then she ruins a great song.
Right. Yeah, she's not a very good singer.
She's
either.
Not a good singer.
No, she's
or not. Or an actor.
Yeah.
Right.
Taking after her mother.
Oh, my God.
She ruined Huey Lewis.
So, oh, yeah. Huey Lewis, too.
That's right. Ended his career.
Your thing.
Ended his career.
And she killed Iron Man.
Cruising together.
Right.
She killed Iron Man.
And I'm better than her.
And Spider-Man. No. Spoiler.
Kills everything.
She is Thanos. She's the worst.
She gets that last stone. Forget about it.
Yeah, that's it.
And what the hell? We were talking during the thing. Like, she has an Oscar, and how many great actresses look at that and say, "And I don't have one."
Come on,
right?
Yeah.
Or I have one, and she has one.
Right. How meaningful is it now?
This is the everyone gets a prize. Her grandfather was a very famous director, and that's why we've heard of her.
Yeah, her mother was an actress, too. She's a Nepo baby.
Mm. Her mother was an actress?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the torture from this family never stops. Now, the grandfather was good, right? He was a great director.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her mom's Blythe Danner.
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I have?
I think so. She's the mom in Meet the Fockers.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
I don't mind her.
No, she's good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she's never been in my face. She's never ruined my songs that I like.
She's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
No.
She's never talked about herself at great lengths.
Right. She's one of the good fuckers.
That's right. Gwyneth Paltrow is really the daughter of a fucker.
Right, yeah. Her real name is what the?
Right.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.